Right, next guest is a young woman who started her own power company. She's only 22 years old. This is part of our series this week, sparked by the YWCA's inaugural Y25 list, which celebrates 25 young women under 25 who are future leaders in their fields. So joining us now from Hamilton, Hamiltonian guest, Kelly Johnson, the founder of Her Energy. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on making this list. You must have been stoked about that.
Yeah, I was. I mean, we got the news and I think it was like either the first or second week of lockdown. So it was kind of unexpected, but it definitely was kind of a nice surprise.
Yeah. And when you're at school and you're looking at careers, you see, you know, teacher, lawyer, doctor, forestry worker, but they don't usually say founder of a power company. How did you end up doing that?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean, because, I mean, when I was in school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I actually went to university and studied history, which is obviously completely irrelevant to the industry that I'm in now. But coming out of university, I knew that I wanted to work in social enterprise, and I knew that I wanted to have a focus on having a purpose in everything that I was wanting to do. And I was very fortunate in that I had an opportunity to intern as a kind of general sales and marketing intern with a tech company in Hamilton, and they had basically created this technology that had automated electricity retail. And, you know, the technology in itself is incredible, and I was very, very fortunate to be in that position. So from there, I kind of proposed that we take that technology and use it to create this kind of social enterprise power company and give back to women's initiatives, because obviously I'm a young woman. Those causes are very close to my heart, and I think that there are some things that you know, need a little bit of support, and it's great to get to a position where we can provide more impact for maybe smaller, more local initiatives. A lot of the initiatives that I'm working with at the moment are based where I'm based in Waipara, and we've got some in Auckland as well because we launched there recently. And I think in part I've almost been lucky in that I've stumbled into it, but I definitely always had that drive to give back and support other people.
How much did you have to learn before you started your own power company?
It was definitely a few months of learning about the industry. It's not something that I think a lot of people know about, and I mean, I definitely didn't prior to coming into it. But I think it's something, while the industry itself can be quite complex, it can be simplified. And I know that's one of those things that when I talk to people about it, I get that response, that kind of, oh, so what do you even do? A lot of the time when I say we're a retailer, people ask me what that means, and you know, if our power comes from different sources, if we're cheap, does that mean the power is bad power? Sometimes I've been asked, you know, so it definitely was a huge learning experience, but I think it's definitely demystified a lot of the stuff that I previously didn't know about, and I think it's really important that we increase the awareness around that. So I'm big on having these conversations with the customers that we have at the moment. Everything that we do is very personal. And I have had to kind of do a lot of explaining because I'm not the usual face of a power company.
Yeah, and, you know, I regard myself as fairly well educated, but the idea of, like, all these different power companies, I've got no idea what they all do and you know, let alone knowing how to pick one. So how have you got most of your customers?
Just through having conversations. So we reach out. I initially started this whole thing by reaching out to some organizations in the area, women's organizations. And I was very, very lucky in that these people were willing to give me the time of day and have a coffee with me and have a conversation with me. And, you know, it is selling electricity, you know, I think there is this kind of mistrust isn't the right word, but because people don't necessarily know about it, you know, there is a kind of ambiguity involved. And so when I was bringing on our first customers, you know, there was that conversation about just what it was, how it worked, in a lot of detail, because you know, I want people to know who we are, what we're about, and how we do what we do. So I'm very willing to have those conversations that we when we bring these people on. And that's kind of how it got started. And it's just about trying to find people who really care about our why and are coming on board because they want to support women and they want to give back.
And when you go along to a get-together for power company executives, are there many people who look like you?
To be honest with you, I haven't had a get-together with any power company executives at the moment, but I would guess no.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing?
I've done a bit of online. Sorry?
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. I mean, I've done a bit of online research, done a bit of online stalking, I guess, and I can't see many faces that look like me amongst the major retailer CEOs at the moment. And I think there is probably it's an industry that there's definitely work being done, and that's really positive to see. But there are further steps that could be taken. And Her Energy, while we're not necessarily the solution for that, you know, I like to think that we're trying to take a step in the right direction.
Yeah. What's in your future? What do you hope to do? You've already achieved so much.
Well, we've still got a lot of hard work. You know, we only started in November of last year, so we've still got a long way to go before we're kind of fully established. We're just in our first year, so first year for any startup can be a bit of a test for anyone. So we've got that first year ahead of us, just wanting to make sure that all of our processes are in place. And we're really well established, and we want to make sure that we've got our relationships in place with the community so that we can grow and try and keep things as personal as possible. From there on, you know, I just want to try and establish Her Energy as a company for people and keep that personal feel, keep that community-based option. And as we expand throughout New Zealand, try and bring on some more local initiatives in different areas and keep the support going. For me, the focus is really on almost acting like a funnel for our initiatives and for our charities, if that makes sense. Just in the sense that people pay for their power anyway. It's not an extra cost, it's not any extra effort, but if we can get some money flowing through, going back to those initiatives, then I'm really excited about that.
Great. Well done, Kelly. Congratulations on this honour, being named on the Y25 list, and thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to me.